I spent a lot of time, James, reflecting on your very thoughtful and significant policy brief that is also on the CHEO website, and have a number of questions, areas I'd like to explore with you. And I'll just jump right in. In the policy brief, you start out by talking about how we're living in a digital era. In fact, you say that the digital era is our new normal. What, from your perspective, James, are the major features of this, and how is it affecting higher education?
Thanks, Judith, for the opportunity to talk to you and to talk about a topic that, as we spoke earlier, I really enjoy speaking about, and it's such an exciting place we are as a global community to have these discussions. So a couple of responses in relation to your question. I think I work mainly in South Africa and Africa, and despite the fact that these are mainly developing countries, I realize that we are more connected than we were ever before. I often use this Facebook coverage in 2014, I think, and then I compare it with 2017. It's pretty amazing to see how Facebook as a proxy for connectivity across the world has increased exponentially. So there's something about this connectivity that we need to take into account. Then what about cell phones? I mean, when you talk about Africa and the developing world, cell phones, I mean, there are more cell phones in Africa, South Africa, than there are people. So this also adds to this idea that we're more and more connected. Online learning has been part of higher education for a long time, and we've been speaking about ODL, open distance learning, for many years. But we see ODL going into a kind of new phase now, where learning is no longer in these clinical, formal, non-formal, informal definitions. And I think higher education is ready to embrace this new world that is more connected, and where ODL is transforming into new forms of learning, which I'm sure we can talk about just now. We also see technology impacting on our work. There's a theory, it's called the hollowing out thesis, and if anybody's listening to this podcast wants to go Google it and search on it, it's such an interesting area where we see how technology is impacting on work and jobs, in particular mid-level jobs. So not the bottom end, not the kind of data taggers, not the top end, the professionals, but the mid-level jobs. So when we look at where we are as a world at the moment, there's no doubt that this digital revolution that we're part of is impacting on education. It's impacting on higher education in particular, and we can drill down a bit deeper, Judith, if you want. I think it's impacting on how we understand qualifications as proxies for learning. There's a lot of stuff happening there, and let's see whether we can find the time to talk about it now.